In July, the world's largest AIDS conference will be held in Vienna, Austria. About 25,000 people are expected to attend the meeting, which will focus on HIV/AIDS in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. The theme of the 18th International AIDS Conference, also known as AIDS 2010, is Rights Here, Rights Now. Robin Gorna is Executive Director of the International AIDS Society, one of the organizers of the event.
We believe that one of the most important barriers to scaling up AIDS services in Eastern Europe and Central Asia in particular is the lack of respect for human rights. If we don't get a handle on the human rights issues, we won't be able to turn the epidemic round.
The AIDS conference will address the rights issues of controversial and often shunned members of society, such as intravenous drug abusers.
We know that we have fantastic evidence that harm reduction services, needle and syringe programs, opioid substitution therapy, methadone, works to stop people who use drugs from acquiring HIV and to keep people with HIV who use drugs alive and healthy. Tragically, in many countries of Eastern Europe, those services simply aren't available, and in Russia, they're illegal.
Gorna says another group that will receive more attention at AIDS 2010 is men having sex with men.
That's an issue in Eastern Europe and Central Asia, but also an issue increasingly in African countries. And where we see the rights of men who have sex with men abused, we see the epidemic begin to take off, as well as the individual suffering caused to people who are despised, discriminated against, and criminalized.
The term men having sex with men was created by epidemiologists in the 1990s and is often used in clinical research. This year's AIDS conference will continue to emphasize the plight of women and girls who make up the majority of HIV/AIDS cases.
HIV is the leading cause of death amongst women of reproductive age, and that is often because their rights to services are not respected and because their right to a safe life is not respected. Where women are abused or raped or subject to gender discrimination and inequality, then their ability to protect themselves from HIV is really limited.
The executive director of the International AIDS Society says Vienna will play an important role in the fight against the epidemic.
We've decided to have the conference in Vienna because it's a very important place which links Eastern Europe and Western Europe, and it's for a long time been the crossroads there. And one of the things that I don't think the world has woken up to is quite how severe and growing the HIV epidemic is in Eastern Europe and Central Asia.
AIDS 2010 is expected to be the most technically advanced of the international AIDS conferences. Many of the plenary sessions will be webcast, and conference hubs are being set up in three cities in Eastern Europe, allowing people to gather to watch and interact with conference participants. The hubs will be located in Almaty, Kazakhstan, the Ukrainian capital Kiev, and Russia's capital Moscow. The 18th International AIDS Conference will be held in Vienna July 18th through the 23rd. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.